this next story has something for everyone who loves any kind of music, because it's a story of two musicians bridging the gap between classical music and hip-hop. They're a violinist and a violist who met at high school in Florida, and today they perform as a duo called Black Violin. Their new album has a provocative name, Stereotypes. NPR's Lindsay Totty has more.
Kevin Sylvester says that when most people see a 6'2", 260-pound black man, they don't expect him to be a classically trained violinist.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I was in the elevator, and I had my violin in the case, and this lady, she was like, what do you play? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a violinist. And she was like, oh, well, obviously you don't play classical, so what kind of style do you play? And I was just like, I have a degree in classical music, but, you know, I play all kinds of styles. And she didn't mean it maliciously, but I hope she gets to see us in concert and we can change her perception.
Moments like this inspired Sylvester and his partner, violist Wilner Baptiste, to call their new album Stereotypes. Kevin Sylvester says he enjoys surprising audiences and changing their ideas of what the violin can do, what hip-hop music can do, and what a black man can do.
Oh, I love it. You know, I could pull my violin out. Even right now in this newsroom, there are people like kind of around in the offices. And then I start playing, and then they're like, wow, I just didn't even think that guy was going to play violin. I never thought. It's a great thing.
Kevin Sylvester and Will Baptiste both say that when they were kids, studying stringed instruments wasn't exactly plan A. In fifth grade, Kevin Sylvester was put in a music class by his mom. He grew to like the violin, even though initially he thought it was uncool. In middle school, Will Baptiste originally wanted to learn to play the saxophone, but when he signed up for a summer band class, he was put into the string class with another teacher accidentally. Or so he thought.
I didn't find this out until 2012 that the reason why I got put in his class was because he and the band teacher had a bet. They basically said to themselves, listen, let's play golf, and whoever wins gets this kid in their class. So it wasn't an accident. It was actually done on purpose that I got put in string class.
Stuck in string class, Baptiste looked around the classroom until he found the little wooden instrument nobody else wanted.
No one would pick up the viola. Literally, I was the only person that wanted to play the viola. So I picked that up. And, you know, 20 years later, I'm still playing it.
Before they were introduced to the strings, Baptiste and Sylvester were kids who loved hip-hop. They met in their high school orchestra class, where they began to study classical music and learn to love the great composers.
It started for me with Bach, because Bach is the equalizer, you know? To me, Bach is the hardest thing you can play because he exposes everything about you. He exposes your weaknesses and makes you work harder. And I always think of Bach as probably the closest composer to divinity.
The guys in Black Violin say that while classical music and hip-hop may seem worlds apart, both are meant to bring people together.
They had little shindigs going on back in the days, right? They needed music, right? So, you know, just think of it that way. Like, I'm this guy, I own this big palace, Mozart. Listen, what can you whip up, man? I need some new tunes. Yeah. I need something fresh you got
exactly.
for me.
I need two waltzes and a sarabande. You got me?
Like, you got me.
You know, so
it's
the same kind of thing where hip-hop is just like, you know, I need, you know, Grandmaster Flash to DJ my party. You know, hip-hop and classical, you know, in a lot of ways are both party music for different eras.
Kevin Sylvester says that Black Violin's music is helping to introduce hip-hop to people that might not be into it otherwise.
I remember this one woman, she comes up to me. She has to be like a 60, 65-year-old white woman. And she is just like, man, I don't even really like hibbity hop, but you guys are amazing.
They also hope they can keep classical music alive for the next generation. The new album from Black Violin is called Stereotypes. It's out tomorrow. Lindsay Totty, NPR News.
And we're listening here to an improvisation from Black Violin. You can hear the whole song at npr.org.